Welcome to Tandem with the Random, a bi-weekly podcast featuring interesting people doing interesting things from all different walks of life. In this installment, we welcome back author Alan Schatz to the podcast. Alan talked about his first self-published ebook, Game 7 Dead Ball, during an appearance on the February 21st, 2011 episode of Tandem with the Random. Now he's back to discuss his second ebook, Seventh Inning Death, as well as the recently released print version of Game 7 Dead Ball. That's all coming up just ahead on Tandem with the Random for Monday, July 11, 2011. Now here is your host, Brian Kelly. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Tandem with the Random. My name is Brian Kelly, and I am your host. My guest for this podcast is Alan Schatz, who makes his second appearance on Tandem with the Random. After years of hearing from people that he should be a writer, Alan walked away from a 20-year career in corporate finance to pursue a career as an author. He self-published his first novel, a World Series-centered mystery called Game 7 Dead Ball, as an ebook earlier this year. That book is now available in print format, and he has just released its sequel, Seventh Inning Death. We'll hear from Alan in just a bit, but first a few random thoughts. And I'll keep the random thoughts short this week, because basically I've been too busy to really have any. But I did turn 40 since the last podcast, and I want to thank my wonderful wife for a wonderful birthday. First, she humored me by going with me to see Transformers Dark of the Moon in IMAX 3D. And even though it was something I wanted to see, and even though I usually give Michael Bay's movies a pass for the explosion-heavy, big-budget popcorn experiences they're supposed to be, I have to say this movie is 2.5 hours of absolute crap. First of all, and this is nothing against poor Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who was cast by Bay to be in her first movie, but her character was terrible. But that was by design. Michael Bay wants that girlfriend role to be nothing but eye candy, and that's what the role was turned into. Sure, Megan Fox was nothing great, but at least she brought some edginess to the role. RHW's character is nothing more than an extension of what she was doing in Bay's Victoria's Secret commercials. And in the middle of all hell breaking loose, somehow her hair and makeup remained flawless. It really made her seem about as real as the CGI robots. And then after spending the entire movie as scenery, she's given a crucial scene in which she talks smack to a certain Decepticon. And yeah, I won't spoil the movie, but here's a spoiler. This movie sucks. Anyway, she talks smack, and I just didn't buy it. Also, she makes her initial appearance in the film in panties and a men's shirt. It even looks like one of Bay's Victoria's Secret commercials, and it just took me out of the film to the point where I couldn't get back into it. And yeah, I'm complaining about a scene like that. I don't know. But anyway, the other thing that was really awful, Optimus Prime is now apparently a self-centered crybaby, to the point that he would let thousands of humans be slaughtered by Decepticons just to prove a point to the U.S. government. That was just so bad, and I can't believe it's making so much money. And I really don't understand the many reviews saying that it's at least better than the second one. You know what? I'm one of the few who thought Revenge of the Fallen wasn't all that bad, considering it was rushed because of the looming writer's strike. But this third installment, in my opinion, is the worst of the trilogy. It's just terrible storytelling. But now we'll hear from someone who actually can write a story. Author Alan Schatz returns for another chat on the Tandem with the Random podcast right after this short musical break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tandem with the Random podcast at tandem.wordpress.com.
Returning for his second appearance on the Tandem with the Random podcast is author Alan Schatz. For the February 21st podcast, Alan talked about his book Game 7 Dead Ball, which had just been self-published as an ebook in several formats. Well, now that book is available in print format, and he also has released his second book in the Marshall Connor series, Seventh Inning Death. So Alan is here this time to talk about these latest projects. Alan, thanks for joining us again on Tandem with the Random. How are you?
I'm just great, BK. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the time.
No problem. You're a great guest the first time, so wanted to have you on again.
I appreciate that.
No problem. So first, what has been the reaction to the first book, and how did the print format come about?
From a review and a reader comment standpoint, it has been going great, for one word description. All the reviews that I've received on the various websites, and at this point I've kind of lost track of how many count on those, but they're all 4- and 5-star reviews, which kind of gives you a good feeling that the readers are saying that the story works and it's a good read and it's entertaining. And honestly, it's really all you're after at the end of the day, is that, you know, if somebody's going to put their time and, you know, money into your product, obviously it, that people are saying, hey, this was worth my investment. It's a nice feeling as a writer to know that you did something that was worthy and recognized. And, you know, it's kind of a humbling thing when you get a nice review from somebody. I'll give you a quick, the most recent one that I've read and directly received was from a gentleman in Indonesia, actually, who had read the book and admittedly has no idea about any details of, you know, American baseball at all. But being the neat thing is, he didn't need it and admitted to it. I didn't need any knowledge of baseball to enjoy the story, because it's a mystery story more than, you know, it's definitely not a sports book. And that somebody who doesn't really know baseball would come out and say, hey, the story works, you know, on that canvas, but you don't need to know about that, you know, the details of that sport. That was kind of one of the best reviews I think I've had, that somebody would say that. So, I guess the sales are, like most indie writers, they're not blockbuster status or bestseller status, but there's been a steady volume of activity on people getting the book as it's gotten expanded in its availability. And that kind of leads into your second point, your second question there, of the print version. And that was always part of the plan, if you will, to I had done, I think last time you recall, I was going the traditional route. I mentioned that I had the agent, and in his efforts for over a year and a half or so to find me a print deal, the second and third stories were written. So I had 3 books essentially done as I waited for something to happen. And when that traditional path didn't work and I was released, my own plan became put the 3 books out in ebook format and then turn them out as print versions as well. And they're all self-published efforts at this point. I ended up accelerating Game 7's print release to kind of fit into the middle of the baseball season instead of waiting for later. And that was fun. I do it through a service. It's called CreateSpace. It's part of the Amazon world. And that was it's a great self-publishing service for people. And the product is actually looks, I'm overly excited about the way it looks. I don't think anybody would know that this is self-published in any way. It's a good-looking product, and I'm definitely proud of the end results there. And people have been picking it up, and it's pretty cool. You know, I've gotten to sign a few books, which, you know, when somebody asks you to autograph something, it's very difficult to do your signature, I'm finding, which is weird. So it's just one of those things, like, hey, I signed my name a jillion times, but when somebody specifically asks you to do it, you suddenly forget how to write your own name.
Yeah, I when I just sign something, I have to, like, practice for, like, 25 times.
So. Oh, yeah, no, I'm looking at my notebook here, and there's about 14 of my signatures there. Like, why can't I just sit here and write this thing? Because somebody's, oh, could you sign, hey, can you autograph the book for me? Yeah, sure, I could. I'm hoping I don't mess it up. So a lot of times I've just been just putting my first name in. It's easier to, less chance for screwing it up. So maybe I need a stamp, and I'll get a stamp made like I used to have when I was and I'll just stamp the book for people. There you go, it's signed, and I can't mess it up.
Yeah, that works. So the central character in Game 7 Dead Ball and in the new book, seventh inning death is baseball umpire Marshall Connors. And why don't you talk about the second book and how the story continues from the first one?
Okay. Yeah, this essentially picks up in the months after Game 7, which you recall that was set in the 08 World Series. So in the course of the months that follow, one of the very limited characters from the first book, an FBI agent who was in there, John King, becomes kind of the central, aside from Marshall, the umpire, John King becomes a disgraced FBI agent, and they kind of follow him into a new story of what happens after he kind of screws up on the Marshall case, gets fired. And it kind of follows two paths of John King's trials and tribulations, you know, being depressed and getting a new job. And then it circles back into intersecting with Marshall once again. And you know, Marshall's kind of the everyday anti-hero, reluctant kind of, how do I keep getting into these things? I'm just supposed to be a baseball umpire. Their two paths again intersect, and ultimately plays out in a All-Star game the following season from that World Series. Marshall's again scheduled to work the All-Star game, and without giving away the whole plot, his path and King's intercept and kind of come to a conclusion during the seventh inning stretch of that All-Star game.
And now there's a third book planned for this trilogy, correct?
Yes. This was the third one is going to be called Rally Killer. This again is the same core group of people, Marshall Connors, Thomas Hillsborough, who's the ex-CIA spy, his, you know, Marshall's best friend, kind of save the day guy. A couple of the other main characters. Kind of skips another year or so in their lives, and Marshall, in the course of seventh inning death, he and his girlfriend end up breaking up. So a lot of what Rally Killer is Marshall kind of regrouping and thinking that, okay, you know, those coincidences, they were just coincidences. I'm not destined for bad luck, but unfortunately he apparently is. And once again, gets pulled into a game that's not baseball and just doesn't understand it, but it's the same kind of reluctant hero thing, and hopefully Thomas will be around to help him get out of it. But a lot of that character is kind of like an alternate me, I guess, if you will. The umpire that I never was, a professional umpire, I should say. I do amateur stuff, but so that was it wasn't intended to be a trilogy per se. It's just a series of events in his life. And over a period of time, he kind of ends up stepping into bad situations, not of his doing, and whether he gets out is kind of the good part of the plot. But that'll be the – I think at that point I'm going to kind of retire those characters after that third book and do some new ones just to continue to use the baseball as the canvas, but develop some new characters as we go forward here into future books. I'm not saying they'll be retired forever, but you know, in the scheme of my writing, the three stories kind of plays out what I had in my mind for Marshall and Thomas at this point.
Excellent. Now, in the, I don't know if you've put much thought into it, but will, even though you say you're going to retire the characters, will you try to keep it in the same universe, or will it be separate universe?
As I go into the future, I'm going to stick at this point. My intention is to stick with baseball as my canvas. I don't think I'll do stories that are completely out of the connection to Marshall and his world. But at the same time, there'll be different set of characters that won't necessarily intersect in any way to that world. But baseball as a generic canvas will still be where I'm going. It's kind of, you know, I guess as Dick Francis used horse racing in pretty much every one of his novels as kind of his canvas. Baseball is a big enough world that you can do things on that canvas and not necessarily always have to have the same characters, if that makes any sense. I know on my notes for the fourth story that Alex Harris, who's the FBI director in all three of the Marshall Connors books, right now is on my notes as being in that next story. So he may be the segue between the Marshall Connors world and the new character's world. That just that, you know, I mean, there's a tie-in. Yeah, this is all still kind of the same fictional world that I've created, and here's just happens to be a crossover character that is involved in this next story. But he's been kind of a side part of all three Marshall, you know, kind of a supporting actor in all the other stories, but he may survive into the fourth one as kind of that bridge, but or not, or I'll just give the FBI person that I need for the next story a different name. But right now it's in the you know, outlining stage, that fourth story.
Excellent. Well, my guest again has been author Alan Schatz, author of Game 7 Dead Ball and Seventh Inning Death, and coming soon, I guess, Rally Killer. When do you expect the Rally Killer to be available?
I am shooting for the end of July at the latest, and it's actually on the screen in front of me, and I'm doing rewrite edits at the moment, just going back through everything. The intent is to have it finished and out on the ebook into the ebook universe by the end of July, and then in the weeks that follow that, the effort will then move towards the second book and its print version, which I coordinate with, you know, most likely coordinate with the baseball season. So in the rest of this current baseball season and into the playoffs, all three books will kind of be out there as a playoff of the real world. My small marketing effort, if you will.
Excellent. And hopefully that all culminates with a Phillies World Series victory again.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Yeah, that'd be the ideal scenario. So
I got lucky the first time in Game 7 when I wrote that before during the middle of that 08 season. So the predictive factor turned out to be a lucky guess, if you will.
Yeah, and the right team won that year. So
exactly.
Again, my guest this time out is author Alan Schatz. Thank you again for joining us, Alan. And for more information on Alan, I'll put in some links in the show notes.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me again. I really appreciate the time.
All right. Take care.
Well, that concludes this episode of Tandem with the Random. Again, I'd like to thank author Alan Schatz for joining us one more time on the podcast. Be sure to click on the links in the show notes for more information about Alan and his two books, Game 7 Dead Ball and Seventh Inning Death. Join me for the next installment of Tandem with the Random on July 25th, 2011, when we will be joined by another special guest. As usual, keep an eye on tandem.wordpress.com, follow us on Twitter at @TWTRpodcast, or like Tandem with the Random on Facebook for show updates. Until then, this is Brian Kelly. Take care.
The thoughts and views expressed by the host of Tandem with the Random are not necessarily shared by guests of the program. Conversely, the thoughts and views expressed by guests of the podcast are not necessarily shared by the host. For more information and show notes for the podcast you just heard, please visit Tandem with the Random on the web at tandem.wordpress.com.